At least three non-commercial movie showings between tonight and Friday night. Tonight at 6, the series of black movies connected to the Gordon Parks exhibit in the Ulrich Museum on WSU campus, as well as one of Tallgrass's third Thursday showings, is CSA, The Confederate States of America, the fake documentary from 2004 in which the South wins the Civil War and Lincoln puts on blackface and flees to Canada. New Times writes CSA, quote, easily the nerviest film about race, religion, and U.S. imperialism ever made, unquote. The showings will be in the CAC Theater, not McKnight, the CAC Theater, 6 tonight. The Confederate States of America with director Kevin Wilmot of the University of Kansas, KMUW's own Carla Eccles moderating a discussion group, and Gene Griffith, Randall Jelks, Reuben Eccles, and Rupert Pate making up the group, and you if you want to. Tonight at 7, The Orpheum is showing Pretty in Pink, what some people think is the best of the John Hughes youth movies of the 80s, starring Molly Ringwald, Harry Dean Stanton, James Spader, Gina Gershon, and Andrew Dice Clay, among others. And Friday at 7:30, the Murdoch Theater at 536 North Broadway continues its French series with the super classic Grand Illusion, Jean Renoir's 1937 story of a German prisoner of war camp in World War I, starring Eric von Stroheim and top French actors of the 30s with Pierre Fresnay and Jean Gabin, the best remembered now. It's not an atrocity story, sort of a grandfather of Stalag 17 and on a ridiculously lower level, Hogan's Heroes. 7:30, Murdoch Theater, Friday. And commercially, we have The Wolfman. It's quite a bit like the Lon Chaney version, even to the point that Benicio del Toro seems, especially in the first couple of appearances, to be made up to look somewhat like Chaney, though the roles are not all that much alike. The 1941 Wolfman, if my ever unreliable memory can be trusted for once, was almost evenly divided between the horrific story of the Wolfman and the tragic story of the Chaney character, an innocent, even heroic victim of the bite of a Wolfman who is trying desperately to find a cure for his lycanthropism, or failing that, to keep himself from doing harm when transformed on full moon nights. The Del Toro version places more emphasis on the horror elements and a certain amount of social criticism, especially in terms of academia, medical science, and vigilantes, who range from the quite legitimate desire to destroy werewolves to lynch mobbing without a lot of concern for the public good. The opening poem, which was also in the 1941 version, suggests that werewolves can only appear on moonlit nights, but at least one scene violates that old rule with suggestion of the Incredible Hulk, and at least one scene suggests a transformation into something wolf-like can be deliberate. No harm done by revisionism like that. But one gets the impression that the sun never rises in Victorian England. On the few occasions where there is sunlight in the streets, everybody, not just the wolf people, scurries into shadowy buildings in the darkened hallways within. It isn't just the ghastly open wounds and splashes of blood that might make the wolfman hard for you to watch. The darkness makes it literally hard to see. And the ominous mutters and whispers don't make it easy to hear. And the lugubrious musical score makes it less than a delight to listen to. But there's a lot of good stuff here, especially in the use of the preacher. But the tone is unvaryingly dismal, none of the characters is particularly interesting, and it's hard to make the transformations impressive in the days of CGI, so Wolfman doesn't even try. Jim Erickson, over and out.